here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board to establish committee for defining new adult section. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Public Library Board is seeking community input for defining the criteria for its new adult section. The Gillette News Record reported this initiative follows the recent creation of the new adult section, which currently lacks specific policy guidelines. Library Director John Jackson has been using community standards to decide what belongs in this section and hopes the committee will provide clearer criteria. He said he would appreciate more clarification on what the board wants in the new adult section. The board will select 3 community members for the committee at its August meeting. The new adult section, located on the first floor next to the magazine section, currently holds 5 books. Residents can apply at tinyurl.com/ccplsboard to join the committee that will collaborate with librarians to determine which books should be included in the section. Powder River Basin mines experienced 25% decline this year. Coal production in the Powder River Basin has dropped by about 25% in the first half of the year due to low demand. The 12 Wyoming mines in the region produced around 38.6 million tons of coal from April to June, a decrease of 7.5 million tons from the previous quarter, according to MSHA data. The Gillette News Record reported compared to the first half of last year, production fell from nearly 113 million tons to 84.6 million tons. Coal executives expect a production increase in the latter half of the year. Factors like low natural gas prices and high utility coal stockpiles contributed to the decline. Employment at the mines has also decreased, with Buckskin Mine experiencing the most significant drop in workforce. Peabody Energy's 3 mines sold 15.8 million tons in the second quarter and adjusted their yearly projection to 75 to 82 million tons, about 5 million tons less than initially expected. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.